it's possible, friend Licio, that Mistress Bianca doth fancy any other but Lucentio. I tell you, sir, she bears me fair in hand.
To satisfy you in what I said, stand by and mark the manner of his teaching.
Now, mistress, profit you in what you read?
What, sir, read you? First resolve me that.
I read that I profess the art to love.
And may you prove, sir, master of your art.
While you, sweet dear, prove mistress of my heart.
Tell me, I pray you, that durst swear that your mistress Bianca loved none in the world so well as Lucentio.
Despiteful love, unconstant womankind. I tell thee, Lucio, this is wonderful.
Mistake no more. I am not Lucio, nor a musician as I seem to be, but one that scorns to live in this disguise for such a one as leaves a gentleman and makes a god of such a cullion. No, sir, that I am called Hortensio.
Signor Hortensio, I have often heard of your entire affection to Bianca, and since mine eyes are witness of her lightness, I will, with you, if you be so contented, forswear Bianca and her love forever.
Oh, see how they kiss and court. Signor Lucentio, here is my hand, and here I boldly vow never to woo her more, but to forswear her as one unworthy all the former favors that I have fondly flattered her withal.
And here I take the like unfeigned oath. Never to marry with her, though she would entreat. Fie on her.
Oh, see how beastly she doth court him.
Oh, would all well, but he hath quite forsworn. For me, that I may surely keep my vow, I will be married to a wealthy widow ere 3 days pass that hath as long loved me as I have loved this proud, disdainful haggard. So farewell, Signor Lucentio. Kindness in women, not their beauteous looks, shall win my love. And so I take my leave, in resolution, as I swore before.
Mistress Bianca, bless you with such grace as longeth to a lover's blessed case.
Nay, I've ta'en you napping, gentle love, and have forsworn you. We will thank you.
Tranio, you jest. What, have you both forsworn me?
Mistress, we have.
Then we're rid of Licio.
If faith, he'll have a lusty widow now that she'll be wooed and wedded in a day.
God give him joy.
Aye, and he'll tame her.
He says so, Tranio.
Faith, he's gone under the taming school.
Taming school? Is there such a place?
Aye, mistress. And Petruccio is a master that teaches tricks 11 and 20 long to tame a shrew and charm her chattering tongue.
Master, I've watched so long that I'm dog weary, ain't I? But at last I spied an ancient angel coming down the hill will serve a turn.
What is he, Pindella?
Master, a mercantile or a pedant, I know not what, but formal in apparel, in gait and countenance, surely like a father.
What of him, Tranio?
If he be credulous and trust my tale, I'll make him glad to see him, Vincentio. And give assurance to Baptista Minola as if he were the right Vincentio. Take in your love and then let me alone.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. You are welcome. Travel you far on, or are you at the farthest?
Sir, at the farthest. For a week or two, but then I'm farther, and as far as well. So to Tripoli. God lend me life.
Well, what countrymen, I pray?
Mantua?
Mantua, sir. Mary, God forbid! Come to Padua, careless of your life.
My life, sir? How I'm playful, and that goes hard.
It is death for anyone in Mantua to come to Padua. Know you not the cause? Your ships are stayed at Venice, and the Duke for private quarrel to its your Duke and him have published and proclaimed it openly. It is marvel, but you were but newly come. You might have heard it else proclaimed above.
Alas, sir, it is worse for me than so, for I have bills for money by exchange from Florence, and must here deliver them.
Well, sir, to do you courtesy, this will I do, and this I will advise you. Thus, tell me, have you ever been at Pisa?
Oh, Pisa, have I often been. Pisa, renowned for great citizens. Mm. Oh, yes.
Among them, know you one Vincentio?
I know him not. I have heard of him, a merchant of incomparable wealth.
He is my father. And sooth to say, in countenance, somewhat doth resemble you.
As much as an apple doth an oyster, an old one.
To save your life in this extremity, this favour will I do you for his sake. And think it not the worst of all your fortunes that you are alike to serve Vincentio. His name and credits will you undertake, and in my house you shall be friendly lodged. Look that you take upon you as you should. You understand me, sir? Shall you stay till you have done your business in the city? If this be courtesy, sir, accept of it.
No, well, sir, I do, and will repute you ever the patron of my life and liberty.
Then go with me to make the matter good. This, by the way, I'll let you understand. Mm-hmm. My father is here, looked for every day, to pass assurance of a dowry in marriage twixt me and one Baptista's daughter here. In all these circumstances, I'll instruct you. Go with me to clothe you as we come.